Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the value of thinking small.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Maybe, you know, ways to do things in your business that don't always scale or have massive reach or impact, and what the value of that is and how to think about that in a world where everybody's just pointing into, like, how do you scale? How do you growth hack? How do you do things that are impacting as many people as possible, as fast as possible? How do you automate things and all that stuff? And the reason why we're even considering to explore this question is that yesterday we were invited to do a Q&A session of the Startup Chat at the Lean Startup Conference in San Francisco. And it kind of went down in very unexpected ways, right, Heaton?
Yeah, absolutely. We had room for about 40 people. We got there. Stelly was about 5 minutes late because of traffic and Uber and all that stuff from the South Bay. I was about right on time after finding some parking, and I walked in the room. The elevator was full. There's like 5-6 people. I didn't know what to expect of how many people were going to be there. I had a feeling there weren't going to be as many just from the vibe that I got. But then I walked in and we literally had less than about 15 people in the room. And yeah, Stelly and I have no problem with that. We roll with it. One thing we said actually before we started was like, if it was just the two of us, that's great. We would have turned on the recorder and just went for it and it would have been fine. But there were 15 people in the room and we actually decided not to record it and had I think Stelly, you used this word when you were describing it to your family, but is the word intimate. And it was a very intimate sort of experience and we didn't record it, unfortunately or fortunately. And we got into a lot of interesting topics that we're not going to share just because it was very intimate and the whole concept was that we weren't going to share it. And I think you and I both probably got a ton of value out of it. And it got us really thinking about this. One thing I'll add is that I don't think we can mention this topic without really mentioning Paul Graham's essay on, what is it, do things that don't scale. Because it really speaks to the point of doing, not having to have a grandiose plan or thinking super big about something. And instead realizing that the line I like to use is actually, everything that's big now started really small and started with baby steps and someone just taking action. Just like this podcast, we started with a baby step and recorded 3 episodes on a whim, starting with the first one where we tried to name the podcast. And so I think you and I really believe in this, but we've never really talked about it in this way where it's like, there's actually a lot of value in starting small or even doing things that are small and not getting all caught up in making sure like there's a lot of people there or there's hundreds of, you know, customers or hundreds of anything. And instead knowing that it's the baby steps that help you progress and also small is good.
Yeah, there's a quote that I really love, obviously. One question that people ask us, one person asks us is, what are the unique and not well-known quirks of each other that we've uncovered over 150 episodes of the Startup Chat. So we gave some like analysis about each other. One of them that Heaton said is that Stelly really likes quotes. So here you go. My quote that I really love about this is that the great arises out of small things that are honored and cared for. And to me, that is something I try to remind myself every single day of. Like caring and honoring the small things with great love is really where greatness arises out of. I want to dial back a little bit first, because I think there's a lot to unpack from yesterday's event. So yes, there's a venue, right? There's a 40-person venue that the Lean Startup Conference has booked for us to do a recording. Now, when I arrived there, here are my very blurry expectations, right? My expectations are that the conference has promoted this to a degree where maybe 40 people show up, maybe just 20 or 30 people show up. My expectation is that they're gonna record this, right? I thought they would set this thing up to record it. And we show up there, and not only is it at a totally different venue, they had the wrong address apparently publicly posted and shared in their programs. So a lot of people had difficulties finding the place even. It was at the very last day, and it was after all the sessions are over, like an hour or so late at 7 p.m. So it's not the perfect time. There's nobody there recording, and people had difficulty getting in because there's a code. So somebody volunteered to stay at the door and try to help the people that found it. Some people were tweeting to others where the place is. It's not perfectly organized. I'm late. Like, this is not the ideal setup. And I show up there, and there's no recording. There's a very small group. And that group of people, I think at the beginning, there was some sense of I think they were looking at us to see if we would be upset about this. Like, this is a much smaller crowd. This is not as well organized. This is not some kind of grandiose thing. Should we wait? What's going on? And as Heaton said, to a certain degree, we really didn't care. And this is, I think it has to do with a few things. One is rolling with the punches, right? Not having any massive expectations or not being attached to these expectations. But also for us, you know, every single person that showed up was special. Like, for us, having five people that came after a week-long conference at 7 p.m. and didn't find the right address and had to work through everything to get there to sit and meet us and ask us questions, that's amazing. It's amazing that people care and go through all these hoops to meet with us. So for us, this is not like if it's not 5,000 people, it's not worth our time. Every person is worth our time. And I think that comes back to like honoring and caring for the small things. And then it opened up opportunities to experiment, right? So the unexpected thing was that we decided, let's not record this, which made people ask very intimate questions. But also, because it was a small group, I don't know how many people were there, 10, 5, 10, 15, I don't know, small, something along those lines. Because it was a small group, people asked a lot of questions. Like, people got the chance not just ask one question and be done with it, but they kept asking more and more and more questions. And they stayed, I think we were there for almost 3 hours, right?
Yeah, we were there for, almost 3 hours. I want to say almost like 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you think about this, like 2.5 to 3 hours with like less than 10 people or 10 people, that's a lot of questions. That's very, and we went very deep. We had very, I think, very honest, very intimate conversations. We shared some things about ourselves and about our thinking that we haven't shared as publicly. And in some cases, we explored certain questions we hadn't really considered before. So it became a special night, right? From something that we could have, I think, judged as like a failure and bad organization, waste of time, it became a special night. And so I don't know where I'm going with this, but I think part of it is like honoring everything that's in front of you and trying to have an open mind and not be as quickly to judge that this is not big enough or not good enough. And I'll point to something and I'll let you run with it from there, because it reconnects back to like the power of thinking small and doing things that don't scale. One person in the audience, one of the questions in the audience, one person that was there that asked about, you know, what would you do differently? Like, we talk, the people asked us a lot about how we started this podcast and how we're running it and how we're growing it and all these things. And one question was, well, what do you do when you don't already have an audience? Both of you guys were famous, quote unquote, already and had audiences. How would you have started the podcast without being famous and having an audience? And we talked about this concept of, we weren't born with an audience, right? We worked on it one person at a time. And to the concept that everybody in that room has already an audience. Everybody has a few hundred people on Facebook they're connected with, a few hundred people on Twitter they're connected with. They all have audiences. Their audiences still might be small and intimate, just like that room was yesterday. But there is an audience. And if you value these people, if you create intimacy with those people, and if you create value for these people, that audience is going to grow and it's going to be something special. And I think that's something a lot of times people don't think about it that way, right? They go, I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers like Heaton, so I cannot start a podcast, versus thinking, well, you know, I have a few hundred people and maybe out of those 10 or 20 really care and I really care and I can create value for them. That's all I need to get started.
Yeah. I mean, I love that point. It's really... really, really powerful to start small. It's really powerful to start with even just one person. I mean, I'm sure we would have had a lot of fun if it was just one person.
Yeah.
You and I probably would have rampaged them with a lot of opinions, advice, and banter, but it would have been fun. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, in my mind, just our approach to a lot of things we both do. for me, a lot of this thinking small and doing things like that is just sort of learned behavior over time, where I've just realized that if I have grandiose plans and ideas and try to execute with those in mind, I totally miss the mark and I don't learn along the way. And so in the same way, I think it was actually a lot of, we got more learning by having a small group yesterday because we got everyone introduced themselves. Everyone talked about themselves a lot more, and their questions were so, I want to say so different, because they started asking us about our opinions about things that are very personal to us that we usually don't get, because we've done a few sessions like this. And even myself, like, I don't usually get those kind of questions when there's a lot more people. I think part of it is you and I like probably started being really open to it as we kept going through the night. I still remember the last question that really, I'm not going to blow it up and mention it. We might even probably do a whole episode on it once you and I get comfortable with that question.
Yeah.
But I was very, and I didn't get to say this to you, but I was very much aligned with what you had to say about it. And it was one of those answers where I was like, not I can't believe Steli said that, but this is something Steli and I never talk about, but it's something that both you and I observe, which again, I didn't tell you, and is something that is a pet peeve that we can't really talk about too often, because it's likely that most of the world is not in agreement with that, although it's just a very ethical, proper kind of way to be. And these kind of things don't come out, and you don't get to learn about people and yourself and things like that if you've got so much weight on yourself of like, oh, I got to make this big. I got to make sure there's a lot of people there. And more importantly, when you just roll with it. I think another point here is that just be prepared for anything. And that's so much more important on a lot of these areas in life than just having all these like grandiose expectations of either yourself or others before you're actually ready for those expectations.
Yeah, I love that. I think that one thing that we might want to, I want to focus on a little bit here and explore a bit further is intimacy. And intimacy being something that is typically related more in personal life, but thinking about intimacy in business, in your career, in the way you conduct yourself and the way you create relationships, you know, one, I think we've noticed in doing, we've done now a few sessions where we've done public Q&As that are recorded. And then we've done, I think at the Micropreneur conference, we did office hours. We did a Q&A on stage, but then we also did private non-recorded office hours with smaller groups of people, with just 10 people at a time. And the interaction when you're around a table and you have a small group of people and it's off record and you have, you know, a good amount of time, interaction is much more intimate, much more close. You get to know these people a lot closer. They get to ask a lot of follow-up questions. We get to ask follow-up questions and drill them. And it becomes a much more intimate, challenging, and sometimes fulfilling or deepening relationship. And the impact that you can drive is, it's deep. It's not wide, right? It's deep. It touches a few people, but it touches them hopefully very, very significantly versus touching a lot of people, maybe just on the surface. Versus when you're on stage, you get to touch more people and it's recorded and other, you know, thousands of people can watch this and be inspired or something. But you're very far removed. We're on a stage with a microphone. The audience is removed from us. They're down there. We're up there. Everybody gets to only ask a question. They need to be brief, and we need to be brief with our answers because there's lots of people who want to ask questions. It's a totally different setting. And I think it's a good metaphor, and it relates kind of to how you interact with your customers when you run a business, right? Do you just send generic newsletters from like no reply at your company name to everybody who's ever been a customer or, you know, signed up to anything? Like you lump everybody into a big audience and you just send one thing to everybody because that scales easily. Or do you, you know, go personally and visit a customer and bring a little present and spend an hour or two at their office having coffee, talking to them, talking to the team, the individual users, trying to really understand the customer and their world really, really intimately versus sending out a survey to everybody, right? And then just looking at the end results in bars and charts, 90% of the people that were surveyed said they like this. It's a very far removed thing. It scales, but it's very far removed from you're looking somebody in the eye and they're telling you this sucks about your product or this is what we're struggling with.
Yeah, it's just a great reminder. I mean, you know, you can deal with things in aggregate or in bulk, or you can really take the personal approach. And we're all humans. I mean, we really like it when people take the time to talk to us or focus on us and make things personalized. And I think that it's easy to forget that, especially as you scale, right? Like we've scaled this podcast. There's thousands of listeners. And I think you and I still get the most joy out of a lot of the one-on-ones that we end up having, whether it's someone randomly emailing us, asking us something, or telling us how much they liked a certain episode, or even just, you know, just saying thank you for just doing the podcast, and then us being able to essentially know them and know that we made an impact. And I think it isn't just something that matters to the customer, the audience, or the other person. It actually matters to the creators, right? It's like an artist makes a painting and someone interprets it in a certain way they didn't think about, whether it's good or bad. It's just an interpretation. And it's something that, like, even the creators and makers can get a lot of value from, which I think you forget over time sometimes if you're not doing it constantly.
Yeah, it's not a one-sided road, right? It's not just like, oh, Heaton and Sally were so nice that they give 3 hours of their time to this small group of people, even if it doesn't scale any of their businesses or didn't bring them millions in revenue. We got a lot out of that interaction. We got to think about questions we didn't think about before. We got to get to know each other better. We got to know our audience better. We got to get ideas of things to talk about. You know, today we're recording an episode, but there's a few more episodes that are probably going to come out of that interaction. So it's a way to generate ideas. It's a way to gain more insight about our customers and ourselves. And that's insanely valuable. Like, we got a lot out of that session, more so than just the people like us, or more so than just we were generous with our time to the small audience. Like, it was not we're above this and we're just charitable. It was, this is as valuable, like having 10,000 people in the audience is valuable in one way or another, but having 10 people, then being able to spend a lot of quality time with them, that was also equally valuable in just different ways for us.
Yeah, and you know, it's just easy to forget, right? If you're not regularly doing it. I mean, in product development, it's really important to talk to as many customers as possible and actually be personal. You know, oftentimes, even when, like, let's say a new CEO comes into a larger company, they'll go talk to, like, you know, in a lot of these cases, it's like the top 100 customers. And just, you know, reassure them about a lot of things, or even talk to a lot of customers. And, you know, even at that scale, when there's a large company and someone new is taking over and they take the time to go do that, it really matters. And there's a reason they're doing it. Obviously, they want to make sure customers are comfortable and happy. But at the same time, they need to understand these people themselves, right? So you do these things not just for the other person, but you also are doing them for yourself. And that doubling down on that, it never hurts. I mean, it's always impactful.